It's 8 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday, and I told you I was going to be introducing you to something beautiful and light, and I call it the water of life, because it is. We're going to be talking whiskey very shortly. But before we get there, I've got to introduce you to my special guest this afternoon. Eamon Dowling, of course, back from last week. We've had Eamon has become a regular radio presenter, and I think after the Harley Davidson competition, we're going to just keep him, because we like him a lot. He's got that lovely Irish lilt, you know, sort of adds a sense of mischief to the studio. Welcome, Eamon. Lovely to have you back.
Thanks again, Dave. Great
and
to be here.
A newcomer to the afternoon show, Ramesh Ramotha. Did I say it right?
Pranesh.
So I get the surname right, which is the one I was going to battle with, and I didn't get the Pranesh. Can you believe? Never mind, it'll happen only once. And thereafter, I shall forever hold my peace. Nice to have you on the afternoon show. I see you're a spirits specialist.
Yes.
That's good, because I've been trying to contact the spirits for a long time. Have you seen anyone interesting lately? We'll come back to that. But before we get there, let's talk about this fantastic Harley-Davidson competition, because it is really the talk of the town and beyond. People are now traveling to Ballito because, well, if you're going to buy liquor, you might as well come to the best liquor store in the world, in my humble opinion. But certainly, it's widely now recognized, one of the best in the country. Topside Lifestyle has the most incredible range of everything. And on top of that, just by doing your regular shopping for whatever you fancy, you spend 500 Rand or more, you get a free entry to this Win a Harley competition. Eamon, how does it work?
Dave, as soon as the customers around the store, they spend 500 Rand or more. It can be on anything, wine, spirits, beer, 500 Rand or more. Write a name and cell phone number on the back of their tail slip and place it in the entry box behind the tails, and you're in with a chance.
And if you happen to wander into the store, firstly, you'll be dazzled by the range and amazed by the service, but then you will be blown away by the bike that is in store. It's sitting there glowing like a jewel. It's beautiful. It's black and chrome. It's a Harley Softail. It's worth over 240,000 bucks. So listen, even if you don't ride and you're not interested in riding, it's a wonderful thing to win, because you definitely are going to have no difficulty finding someone that does want to relieve you of the burden. So,
a great price.
What are the mechanics of the competition? We know how to enter now. That's super. How do you draw the weekly winners?
Okay, every Friday, Dave, we will take all the entries. We've got a big, massive box that we will put all the entries into there. Then we'll come across to visit yourself here at the radio station.
You see yourself.
And we'll do it live on air at
I love it.
4 o'clock every Friday.
So there's no... You see, people say, no, it must be rigged, obviously. No, it's not. It absolutely isn't, because this is the most public forum you can find, and we have big bay windows, so you want to come along at 4 o'clock on a Friday and have a look at the draw taking place. You'll see it's completely random. The box is full of till slips. Someone dips a hand into there. You can't see there's just no chance. And then you pull out a random till slip, and we read it out, and we generally get the name completely wrong, because, you know, like I got Pranesh's name. But you're allowed to do it once, and then that's fine. We verify. And then the winners of each week are called then the finalists, and the finalists gather on the 19th, is it, of November?
That's correct, Dave. The 19th of November. All the finalists, 12 in all, will meet us at the store, join us at the store, where that big boy will be waiting there. They'll be all given a key, and one of those keys is going to start that big engine in that bike.
It's going to be it's happened before, because the guys at Tops at Lifestyle have done this before. They're no strangers to the big competition, and they love it. They absolutely love giving you a prize like this. So don't hold back. You've got to be in it to win it. And all you got to do is pop along and do what you normally do. Go and buy some liquor and enter the competition. We hope for your name to come out of the box tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Friday.
So there it is. You've still got sort of 24 hours to get cracking.
Tomorrow we'll be pulling out our fifth finalist tomorrow now.
Yeah, it's going like a bomb, and it really is exciting stuff. So we're holding thumbs for you. Right, now, on to the business of the day when it comes to Pranesh's speciality, contacting the spirits. Well, he's got someone in a bottle today. Let's talk. Don't be shy. Just fire away. Let's find out a little bit about this fantastic Cardhu.
It's the Cardhu 12-year-old, Dave.
So basically on this whiskey, it's a 12-year-old single malt that comes from the Speyside region in Scotland. And obviously the flavor profile that you're looking at in your Speyside whiskeys is generally on the fruitier notes. So it's for people that enjoy whiskeys on a much more subtle, easier drinking style from the Scottish country.
So it's a Scottish whiskey, but it's smooth and it's sippable.
Absolutely. So with this here, you get a sort of that fruitiness, but there's a little bit of your peatiness that lingers towards the back of your palate on the finish.
Because some Scotch whiskies, like Lagavulin, are pure peat.
Yeah,
it can really, I love it. But some people think that even a mouthwash.
Now with this one, yeah, this is what helps you to try to get yourself and your palate acquired to getting to the taste profile of your Islay whiskies, which is Lagavulin, the peatiness.
Oh gosh! Well, then you're speaking my language. I see Eamon's battling to open it because he's Irish. And the Scots guys saying we're giving you nothing for nothing. You got to really struggle with that, but you've done it, Eamon. Well done. Oh, we're gonna sample a little bit of this, and I'm anticipating. I can already actually the aroma is it's drifting across the studio, and it's very. I got to tell you, this is well. It's odd. I mean, it really has a kind of almost a floral note to it, does it not?
It does. Yes.
Hey, it has. It's like a. Yeah, it's unusually. It's unusually floral for a whiskey.
So it's also a very interesting thing because people don't pair whiskeys with food, and with Cardhu you can actually pair it with like ham. So on the subtle side, not with a proper meal.
Are you talking? I'm half Jewish. You don't tell me about ham. I just embrace my other half. No, absolutely. No.
Yeah, so even with like black figs.
I'm acclimatizing my palate at the moment, and that's what you need to do in a sense. Huh? The first sip generally conditions your palate and your tongue because. You know, it's a belter of a Scotch. This is fantastic. It kind of tightens everything, and it gets you ready for the next one. And that's when you really unlock the
flavor of it.
So here's to the next one. Let's see. Now I tell you something. I am a whiskey lover, and I. Tend to stick to what I know because it's an expensive investment. You don't want to take a flyer with a bottle of Scotch that you're not 100% sure you're going to enjoy, particularly if, as you describe it, it has a little peatiness to it, which some people find a little heavy. And then you talk about floral notes. Some people say, well, that's frivolous for a Scotch, you know. You don't know what you're talking about. Scotch should be nothing but... But this has got it all. This is the most complete whiskey you're going to find, I think, today. This is mob.
It's called nice rounded
Cardhu, and it is a 12-year-old single malt. I'm going to ask you, what does it cost?
It's $679.99.
Now that actually isn't bad because I wandered through your store on the weekend, and I saw some prices there that made me. Firstly, I thought I'd read them wrong. And secondly, I thought you can't be serious. I mean, some of those top notes that you've got up at on the top shelves. There, wow! I mean, that's big. But this is completely doable. Look, it's a special occasion, though. This is not a sort of tea time tipple. This is to be enjoyed in good company, and it's a serious experience.
And at
that sort of price, it's a serious gift as well. It's a lovely, I would say that it's a beautiful presentation. The bottle itself is unusual. It's more like the, remember the old the old Bell's presentation bottle.
Decanters, yes.
The decanter. Mm. Except something it's like much more classy. It's glass and looks like a crystal.
And a better whiskey.
And the whiskey is exceptional. And it comes in a very tasteful sleeve as well, like the box.
And one bottle, Dave, will get you entry to win the Harley Davidson.
And there you go. One bottle gives you pleasure on the palate for as long as it lasts. And it could give you pleasure for an awfully long time on the road, because as you quite rightly say, I mean, one bottle, there you go. You've cleared the 500 Rand mark to get into that competition. And it could be a 2-for-1 experience, as they say. So, Pranesh, Eamon, well, raise a glass. Good health.
To your health. Slange.
Slange. Lachaim to my guys. And happiness to everyone that is a Scotch lover or would like to be. Pop along to Tops at Lifestyle. Have a chat to Eamon or Pranesh. Cardhu is what we've been telling you about today, and hopefully we've tempted you enough to go and experience it for yourself. You're doing some whiskey and wine tasters at the moment.
That's correct.
Is Cardhu going to feature it all?
We may start maybe in the weeks ahead. We may have a look at doing Cardhu in store. But today we are doing, today and tomorrow we are doing vodka. We are doing Sky Vodka Blood Orange. Actually very nice. Very nice vodka. On a hot day like today, perfect. And especially for the rugby the weekend.
Ah.
To go down a treat with the ladies as well.
So if you're listening to this and you'd like to pop along, at the moment it's a service to the community. Pop along to Tops at Lifestyle and experience a very special vodka. Pranesh, you're going to say something?
It's between 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
Oh, so it's just over. So it'll have to wait until tomorrow.
Tomorrow, unfortunately.
Never mind. Don't worry. You've got advance warning now. You can rearrange your day. We'll catch up with you at Tops tomorrow. And on the weekend, you're doing wine.
On the weekend, we're doing wine. This weekend, we'll be doing a DMZ Chardonnay, Dave. Oh. Lovely Chardonnay. And that'll be from 12 to 2. Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, there it is. So lots to experience at your favorite liquor store, Tops at Lifestyle. My very special guests, Eamon Darling and Pranesh Ramolta. Got it right the second time, you see.
Yes,
you
did.
We'll see you again shortly, I'm sure. And the next day, we'll be drawing the Harley Davidson. And Pranesh, anytime you want to pop in with another one of us, you're welcome. The afternoon show continues with the four tops reaching out.